The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The one who has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. Jesus said to his disciples, my goodness, what a smorgasbord. Ripe for misunderstanding, Jesus' words lay out for us here. To the original sinner, in both the disciples and us, that is the old Adam that trusts itself to be the active subject in relation to God, Jesus' words here appear beautifully simple and straightforward. Obedience to God's commandments is what the Christian life is all about. Law-keeping is thought to demonstrate that one is spiritual, godly, saintly, a good Christian, and ultimately a lover of Jesus. So, get after it. Cultivate virtue and avoid vice, and then Jesus will be known that you love him. But obedience to the law of Moses, all 613 of those statutes, is not what Jesus is talking about here. Thanks be to God. No, Jesus is talking about only one commandment, his commandment, to love others as he has loved us. And how does Jesus love us? The answer is he would not stop preaching the word of the Father, even if it meant a cross and a tomb. The word that you hear is not mine, but it's from the Father who sent me, is how he said it. And he just wouldn't shut up. And what is this word? The answer is peace with God. All is well, and all will be well between God and his children. The word Jesus preached from the Father removes all doubt that he is for those who hear it, and he's not against them. God's word of peace is that absolutely nothing, not sin, not death, and certainly not the devil, can separate the hearers of it from his promise that they belong to him eternally. And God's word of law, not his gospel, God's word of law cannot give this peace. For the law, it is always, what have you done for me lately? According to the law, you are only as good as your last attempt. From the law, you must earn your keep, do the right thing, contribute, maximize your potential, perform, exceed expectations, get on the right side of history, and accomplish everything else under the sun, or else. On and on it goes, and there is no forgiveness, no peace, and certainly no love for Jesus, only hatred for him demanding the impossible. But not so for the hearers of God's word of gospel. They abide even now in the house of the Lord. That is the word that Jesus proclaimed. What then does it mean to keep Jesus' command? Well, the answer is to never shut up preaching the word that Jesus preached. And whenever the gospel is proclaimed, Jesus' command has been obeyed. And we should try it, don't you think? After all, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, who is a helper and not bound by space and time, but he's universal instead, all over the place, meaning he's right here. And since giant stones and locked doors couldn't stop the resurrected Son from preaching the gospel, how much more then is it impossible to stop the Holy Spirit, whose work is to make giant ears out of us to hear God's word? And into those ears, the Holy Spirit pours the word of peace from God the Father, preached by God the Son, and now by me. So, come now, Holy Spirit, open wide those giant ears you've made to hear God's word. Make them wide to hear me as I say that by the authority of Jesus Christ, I say to you that mercy, peace, and forgiveness without condition is yours for Christ's sake. And nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.